Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
We're joined in the studio by a comedian this evening. His name is...
Matt Saba, yeah.
There you go. Here he is. First time on radio, I understand.
Yeah, this is my first time.
A little bit nervous?
Yeah, nervous. Yeah? Nervous. I already 200 times go toilet.
Already? backwards and forwards. Now, what I want to talk to you about, obviously, is you're doing stand-up.
Yes.
Which is more nerve-wracking, first time on radio or getting up in front of a crowd of people who might not laugh at your jokes?
First time on radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
First time on radio.
Why?
Because when I start doing stand-up, people don't laugh with my joke.
They don't laugh.
Yeah, but I think that is my passion, you know. So I don't care.
You don't care?
Yeah. I just want to inform my story. I just want to tell my story.
It sounds really interesting. What? How long have you been doing it now?
8 months.
8 months?
Yeah.
So you're fairly new to it?
Yeah. I start January this year.
Wow. Yeah. Go on, you had something?
I've forgotten what I want to say.
Okay, right. So 8 months.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to do something that most people would be going to the toilet more often than you did?
Okay. It started when I saw a Komediri with Haris Kandar, season 1.
Yeah.
And then I start think, I feel I can do better than all the comics. Yeah.
Better than Haris, eh?
No. Oh. But all the comic that perform on Komediri.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe not like Rizal. Rizal is so professional, you know, Rizal Van Giesel. But some of the new comic. So I start thinking, oh, okay, I will do it. So I Google stand-up comedy Malaysia. And then there's a Crack House Comedy Club. So I called. And then January, he said, yeah, come.
That's
in.
When you participated in...
My first time.
Was it the open mic?
Bahasa. Okay. I do it in Malay
stand-up. All Malay?
Recently, about 3 months, I do it in English.
Right.
Now.
Mm-hmm. And which do you find more... Which is harder for you? Is it for me,
Malay is hard.
That's what I hear, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Because my English is so broken, so people... No. But I think it's easy to do it in English.
Right.
But in Malay, you know, like, a lot of audience are sensitive, you know.
Oh, is it? I think the choice of the words that you choose...
Yeah, maybe.
So maybe. They might find it offensive, is it?
Ah. Oh, really?
And also maybe... A lot of audience in Malay still don't know about stand-up.
Right.
They, so it's the crowd,
all, yeah, they all know about sketch comedy.
Yeah.
Like Mahar Jelawa. And then when we doing stand-up in Malay, so they will, oh, okay, there's a stand-up in Malay. So, yeah.
I mean, we've spoken about this before, about the kind of slapstick comedy that Malaysia is so used to.
Yes.
You know, and now there's this real movement, right?
Yeah.
Of people who want to get up and stand up and have fun doing stand up. I'm really looking forward to see. I mean, I said it the other day. Looking forward to see how big it gets. You know. Okay. Right. Very quick break. We have a giveaway this evening. 0162019000. We are in fact giving away tickets.
Yes, we are. I'm not going to ring the bell for you.
Ring the bell. Thank you.
We're giving away a pair of tickets to the Crack House Comedy Club in TTDI. So if you want to win, just answer this question. Now, which Canadian comedian actor starred in the 1994 movie The Mask? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well. And if you have any questions for us tonight, don't forget you can tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
That's such an easy question.
It is.
Right. Okay, we'll be right back after the messages. I have problems getting my words out then. It happens all the time. Don't go anywhere. You're listening
it's
to
only
BFM.
Monday.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9 at the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
We're joined by...
Yeah, Matt Saba once again.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been... he had a quick toilet break during the break. Actually, no, he didn't. I'm just reminding you. Very quickly, quick reminder, 016-201-9000. We're giving away tickets to...
Craig House Comedy Club in TGDI. So the question is, which Canadian comedian actor starred in the 1994 movie The Mask? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget the number. And don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Okay, so we've been talking about how most many Malaysians are used to the kind of slapstick idea of comedy. When do you think stand-up comedy will be the thing in Malay? When do you think we'll start seeing more and more of that on national mainstream TV? When do you think we'll see that?
I think maybe 5 years.
Five years.
Yeah. Because now there's a program.
Yeah.
New program, Astro doing it, Lawak Solo.
Yeah.
Lawak Solo is maybe he want to try a stand-up comedy, try to participate with that kind of competition. So, yeah, maybe 5 years.
So they're doing open mic on Astro?
No. It's like a competition, like Raja Lawak, Raja Lawak. But they call it Lawak Solo.
Oh, I got you.
And okay. People who want to do stand-up can join. And people who want to do a slapstick comedy also can join.
Right.
Yeah, but it'd be funny if you have like an open mic on live television.
But
right?
that's the problem, right?
Is because
what we know about live stand-up is that sometimes people might swear.
Yeah, that's
or they
the thing.
Might say something, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
right.
you can't really do it on live TV, can you? You can do it on pre-recorded television, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Like we do on Sembang Teh Tarik Kau with Dato' Esi Mizal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a stand-up show around 3 minutes, but it's also recorded.
All recorded.
Not live.
Just in case, right?
Yeah.
Because you could say a really funny joke, and it would be really funny to the people who are in that room.
And people might take it offensive.
Correct. Yeah. So you've got some producer there who's pulling out his hair, saying, funny, yeah, but we can't air that.
Yeah.
You know?
And then
by the time it's too late.
They will ban you for all life.
For life, yeah. And then
blacklist.
Stand-up comedy goes away again.
Yeah.
So when you decided to do this, right, how did you just go, right, that's it, I'm going to go do it? Did you do what kind of research did you do?
Yeah, and, when I want to do a stand-up on January, and then I think, if I just come and jump up, I think I will get bombed.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
So I go to click some of comedian on YouTube, and then I click Michael Jr.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Michael Jr. is my favorite comedian of overseas.
Why?
Because Michael Jr. also like me. Mm-hmm. He said that in our life, it is a setup. Like I'm living a poor family. I came from a rural area in Sabah. So that is all a setup. So we must find the punchline.
Right.
So my joke is all about my living in a poor family. I came from rural area. The difference between living in rural area in Sabah and in Peninsula.
So it's more about yourself, more personal.
Yeah.
So Michael, that's how you can relate, that. Right?
Right. Yeah. And I think that's what kind of can make stand-up comedy unique to the person who's doing it.
Yeah.
Is, I mean, we talk to comedians who are observational comedians, only or one thing or another. But when you have a personal story that you can make into something that's funny, it becomes your own thing, and nobody can steal it because nobody else has your own story, right?
Yeah, it's just like Jen Han.
Yeah,
he uses his own personal story as jokes as well. But I think it's good in a way because it makes you feel comfortable and you're more familiar with
and
it, right? So it's easier for you to come up with
a
joke.
Like my wholeness feeling, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
So I hope people will understand. So poor people.
Right. So I mean, you've been here in KL what, 5 years? You say something like that, and growing up in Sabah and then moving to KL.
Yeah.
What was that like?
You know, it's like what we call
culture shock.
Culture shock. Yeah.
Right.
Culture
shock. What is it that
when
you
I
know?
When I first time came in airport KL, I saw the door, you know, it automatically opened. I was wow, is this magic, you know? So I just come in. And,
I do that all the time still.
Yeah, because like elevator, lift. Mm-hmm. We in Sabah, in rural area, we just saw it in TV.
Right.
So now, I have the experience going to elevator and lift, you know?
and these are things that you can use for content, right? Right.
And what's the reason of you coming into KL?
Because my mother and my father got divorced.
Okay. Mm-mm.
So I come with my mother.
Right.
So, that's all.
Do you miss Sabah then?
Yeah, sometimes. But now I got married with my wife from Negeri Sembilan, you know? So I feel yeah, I'm KL man now.
Right. I mean, apart from comedy, what else do you do? Like, do you have a full-time job?
Yeah, I have. I work as customer service. Mm-hmm. So, and night, I will do open mic. Mm-hmm. Now I will do open mic in Craig House and Bahasa.
Every right. week or?
Yeah, every week.
So when you go back to Sabah and you see your friends there, mm-hmm. and you know you talk to them about KL. What is that like?
It's like I'm legend, you know.
Right, of course.
Yeah, I'm legend. They're just talking about LRT, about train, you know. They was like, "Wow, nice! I want to go to Peninsula also." So yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Has your friends visited you before?
My friends pursued a study in KL. They meet me, but all my friends in Sabah and rural area still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, what a nice story! Yeah. So all right then. When you first started doing stand-up, or you decided you wanted to do it, mm-hmm. What did you tell your family and friends, you know, and how did they respond to that?
They said, okay, just do it, because you like it, just do it.
I think it's an opportunity for you as well, right?
Yeah, but now I start to do it more seriously, because I hope one day I will do it just only stand-up for my career. I hope I can go there.
That's like a goal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is my goal.
Right. But you've been on what? You've done a whole bunch of stuff already though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell it us about some of the stuff you've done.
Because maybe Rizal will give me a lot of opportunity. Like Craig House Comedy Festival, I opened for Harish Iskandar.
Yeah.
Me, Kevin J and Harish Iskandar on that show. Packed, very packed.
And I can imagine this. I mean, right? You're a boy from a small village in Sabah.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you're opening for Harith Iskandar, who at the time is probably the biggest comedian in Malaysia.
Yeah.
There's no wonder you're a legend back home, right? You know,
I'm a legend.
You're a legend.
Yeah. In my hometown, yeah, maybe.
Good. I mean, and that's something you should be proud of as well, yeah?
Yeah, but now I do English, you know, English stand-up, mm-hmm. and Malay stand up. So Rizal think, yeah, why not we just mix it?
Like the rojak?
Yeah, rojak comedy. So we perform rojak comedy. And sometimes when the headliner from local, like Dr. Jason Leong, I will do a Malay set.
Right.
On weekend headliner. Like hijack, you know, make people, there's a Malay stand up scene in Malaysia. So yeah, I hope it will go better for audience, because now when we do Bahasa also have a crowd, but not like open mic, like English stand up is already have a you know, like a audience, audience. But in Malay, still,
but I think it's still fairly new for Bahasa to be on Craig House, right? Yeah. So I think it takes some time to actually convert the non Malay to actually go over as an audience as well.
I mean, we were talking to the other day, and they were talking about comedy over in Indonesia.
Yeah, so Bahasa, Indonesia.
You know, and they were saying that the market for stand up there is quite big.
Yeah, because every month there's some you know, company, some production house called Indonesian Comic come to Malaysia, and we do stand up with Indonesian Comic.
Right.
But they are better for me. It's like 7-8 years they are
experience.
They're good. They have a good material.
They
fresh
have support
material.
Though as
yes,
well, right?
Yes. They are television also support all comic.
Right.
All stand up. But in Indonesia. So it's good.
We just keep pushing that.
Push.
That's all we need to do.
We will do it.
We'll do it. Right, we've got to take a very short break. We'll be back, of course, with news from page 2 and Smarty Pants. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
016-201-9000 if you want to take part in the giveaway, answer this question for us.
Now tell us which Canadian comedian actor starred in the 1994 movie The Mask. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome back, ladies and gents. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
This
and
is
I'm Matt Sabah.
Here he is. He's with us all the way through until 9 p.m. The legend, Matt Sabah. Very quickly, a quick reminder, 016-201-9000. If you want to win yourself some tickets, answer this question for us.
Tell us which Canadian comedian actor starred in the 1994 movie The Mask. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it deserves to win as well.
All right then, it's a little bit of news from page two.
Bananas! No, I'm joking. You go first.
I'm going first. Then. What the heck? Okay. Right. You may have seen this kind of circulating on Facebook.
No. It's
a letter from a dear wife to her husband, right? So there's nothing like coming back from when you've been away all weekend and your house is tidy, it's nice and done, all the washing is done. You know when you come back and it just feels nice to be back home, right? When you have children at home, from what I understand, I mean, I don't have kids. Do you have kids?
No.
You don't got no kids? Adeline, I don't know you've got any kids that you know about.
Oh my God.
So now this woman and her husband have been married for a while and they've got six kids.
Six kids.
Yeah, and she's never left her husband alone with the kids for more than a few hours because he's a very busy man. He works 12 hours a day, often 7 days a week. And then on the weekends, he's off helping to work and build on some kind of lake house or something.
And then?
So she decided that after many years of marriage that she wanted to go away on a girls' weekend. You know, just the three, just a few friends away for like...
Having fun.
Just have fun, get away from the kids and whatever. But she realized that her husband was going to have a difficult time dealing with six kids. And I believe all six are girls. Right?
All girls.
So she had to write him a letter of like almost like instructions, but it's so comical and it's so full of swear words that I can't read half of it. But I'm gonna try and get my way through it. And it basically says a letter to my husband as I leave for a girls' weekend. Okay. And it says, "Dearest husband, I'm writing to you out of love, not fear. I wanted to go over a few things with you before you go on this weekend alone with the others. Nighttime, daytime, breakfast time, and somewhere around lunchtime can easily be mistaken for pure hell with Satan coming off as a My Little Pony. First things first. Upon arriving home after work, things won't seem so bad. The others will hug, they'll jump, and for the most part, be pretty excited to see you. This will be short-lived, I promise. School season or not, this is also known as Hell Hour. The others will fight about anything and everything, with one daughter and another daughter being the biggest problem. It's more likely that one daughter will be annoyed about another daughter wearing her dress, and the other daughter will be also annoyed because the only one will only call her a different name instead of her real name. Wow. She'll be fighting to get to sleep. They won't want to sleep. You'll have to get to bed. Dinner will suck. Bailey will want pizza, while another one will want hot dogs. If you give her the wrong kind of hot dog, she'll complain. She'll shout. It just goes on and on like this. And there's like three pages. And after all of this, after all of these instructions on exactly how to look after your daughters, she still comes home and the house is still a mess. Right? The house is an absolute mess.
So it makes no difference then.
Well, I think what happened is the husband tried to do what she suggested, but clearly got a little bit lost, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Things got a little bit out of hand. You know, he's not used to like dealing with six girls in the house. I don't think anybody would be used to dealing with six girls on that.
Yeah, but, I think,
well,
you know,
Too hard.
For us men with very small brains.
Let's just say women are very hard to be pleased.
Especially when there's six of them.
Yes, definitely. So I'm pretty much sure that dad is having a hard time.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty much sure half, not even the whole entire day. I think just after 3 hours, the dad gave up.
Oh, I'm thinking after an hour. I know what it's like. Yeah, you know, I mean, I agree.
But you know what? I think it's good in a way because at least fathers know. Number one, what to do next time. How to handle their kids.
For sure.
Especially you have six girls.
Oh my word.
Don't talk about six girls. It's just one girl.
Wow. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't talk about six.
I pity your poor father.
Dad, I know you're listening. Okay. I'm a good girl. You know that. So, and what was another? Thanks for like, you know, interrupting me.
That's okay.
And I think that, you know, daddies or, you know, you yourself next time in future. Mm. I mean, apart from knowing how to take care of your kids, you know, your daughters, know how to handle household stuff as well.
Right,
whilst
right.
your wife is away.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
your wife needs a break at the end of the
oh,
day.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Come on. I mean, most family, wives are always at home taking care yeah. of kids, you know, while the husband is away at work. And I'm sure they don't have a maid, right?
No, of course not.
Yeah,
no.
So it's quite difficult in a way.
Yeah.
But it's a good lesson to learn.
I mean, this is the funny thing, actually. When I first came to Asia and everybody, well, not everybody, many people had a maid, right?
Yeah.
I'd never heard of that before. Back in the UK?
Yeah, not in the UK.
Exactly.
I've, oh, I found, really?
No, really.
No, they don't have it in the UK. You have a helper, but
very
it's
rarely.
Like, yeah. I mean,
either if you're elderly, you'll have somebody who comes around. But in the UK, for somebody to have a maid, it meant you were rich. You were a rich person
yes.
if you had a maid, you know.
Yes, but not in Malaysia.
But not in Malaysia.
Does it mean you have a maid, you're
know,
rich?
I come here and I go and I'm staying at a friend's house and he's like, oh, we have to leave the house for an hour or so. The maid's coming around. I'm like, huh? You have a maid?
Well, look, you know, have a maid now that comes
occasionally,
every weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, it comes every weekend.
Not so much anymore. I had to get rid of her.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably the house is a mess.
No, it's not
too
a
messy
mess.
Because
my
your
house,
maid ran
my
away.
My house is tidy. See, I grew up without maids, so I know what it's like.
That's what you say
okay.
All the time.
Yeah. Right. Right. Okay.
So
come
anyway,
on. Then.
My story.
Tell me about
Let's
your banana,
go
Adeline.
Go bananas.
I like
my
banana.
Story.
I like banana.
Okay. Now I want to ask you guys. Okay, maybe not sure about you. But I. Okay, Richard, do you see bananas in the UK? You see bananas, but do you see banana trees in the UK?
Never,
right?
Of course not, no.
I lived there for a while. I've not seen a single banana tree at all.
Well, it's the bananas grow in the tropics, that's why.
That is why. Now, this lady, now the gardener, she actually thought she was going bonkers when she actually saw a banana tree in her garden began sprouting fruit. So she has like a farm.
This is in the UK, right?
This is in the UK. She lives in Manchester. So, as we know, most bananas grow in like Southeast Asia, Latin America, Caribbean, you know, and West Africa area and all. But banana trees started growing in UK, in Manchester itself. So
in Manchester, of all places. Mm-hmm. Manchester's like the wettest place in the UK.
Yeah, because of that. And because it's cold, right? Mm. And what she did was she took care of the banana trees so well that during the cold countries, well, it's 365 days cold, she had to cover
hey,
the banana...
Easy, not every day is cold.
She had to cover the banana trees with duvet.
What?
To keep the tree warm.
Oh
my so that
word.
Would fruit more.
Uh-huh. And, then?
Is,
and then?
When the thing is, when it started fruiting, you know, and she ate one and she said it was disgusting. And
what?
Tasted, it, she said it was like
That's
eating
funny.
Cardboard. It was like eating cardboard.
What, I'm the
like,
texture or the taste?
Taste and texture.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, that's why we buy bananas from somewhere else. That you don't, you can't eat British made bananas. It just doesn't.
Yeah, but the fact that you have banana trees at your garden and you wrap it with your duvet.
That's such an English thing to do. It's such an English thing to do. Wrap a
Maybe
duvet around a fruit tree.
Maybe you should put some heater right next to the banana tree.
You probably did, you know.
Just cook the banana tree.
But actually, instead of wrapping it with duvet, I would actually build like a glass house and put heater in it.
Oh, yeah.
You'd build a glass house around your banana tree. Banana
tree. And then
do you realize how ridiculous that sounds?
No, if
normally you put
solution,
your glass house
instead
down.
Of, instead of just wrapping it with duvet, what if it snows?
What, how
what
tall,
if it rains?
How tall was the banana tree? Do we know? Because that's a pretty big duvet, right?
Yeah. No, actually, they didn't mention, well, the normal typical banana tree height. La.
Do you know how typical a banana tree is? Because I don't.
Have you not seen a banana tree before?
No. I've never
in
seen
Malaysia?
A, I've never seen a banana tree, no.
Maybe
no,
around three meters, right?
Three
no,
meters.
Not, yeah, I think it's higher a little bit.
Higher,
I think around there, but three to four.
Where do you see these banana trees?
Some people grow banana trees here at their garden.
In their garden.
Yeah, garden. And
I need to get a garden. I need to be growing my own bananas.
Okay.
First things first, you need to have a landed property.
That's true. That's true. And I'm a Matsuri and I can't afford to buy a landed property here.
This is a myth. Mm. My grandma told me, never ever grow banana trees behind your garden. I said, why, grandma? She said, you will attract Pontiana.
Wow.
I'm like, what?
Wow, really?
Yeah, she's like, yeah. So yeah.
Okay.
Check that out. Google it. Mm-hmm. I may be wrong, but I heard a lot of people talking about it. I'm not the only one. Not only my grandma as well.
All right then. And now I know our friend Ahmad is nice and relaxed. We got a quiz time coming up now, bro.
Okay.
Sounds a little bit like this.
Smarty pants.
Okay then, bro. So the idea is 30 questions. You have 3 minutes to answer as many as you can. If you don't know the answer, just say skip. And if you've not heard, properly, ask me again and I'll repeat the question.
Okay.
All right? So your 3 minutes start now. What is the national flower of England? Is it the rose or the daisy?
Rose.
Correct. Kathmandu is the capital of which country, Nepal or Iraq?
Nepal.
Correct. Limburger cheese is made from the milk of which animal, cow or goat?
Goat.
Oh, wrong. Who designed the Malaysian flag? Was it Muhammad Hamza or Zubir Said?
Muhammad Hamza.
Correct. How many players are on each side for a game of field hockey? 10 or 11?
10.
It's 11. What was P. Ramlee's final film? Was it Laksamana Doremi or Bujang Lapo?
Laksamana Doremi.
Correct. Which 2009 animated film features a floating house suspended by helium balloons? Was it Bolt or Up?
Up.
Correct. Which animal has the highest known blood pressure of any mammal in the world? Is it a giraffe or a whale?
Giraffe.
Correct. Who sang the song, the 1973 song, Ai Mata di Kuala Lumpur?
Say that again, Richard.
Ai Mata di Kuala Lumpur.
Ai Mata di Kuala Lumpur.
Sudirman or Saloma?
Saloma.
Correct. What type of food dish is a London particular? Is it soup or steak?
Steak.
It's soup, bro. Okay. What is the official language of Liechtenstein? Is it German or French?
German.
Correct. How many stripes were on the Jalo Gamelang in 1950? 11 or 14?
11.
Correct.
Yeah.
Malaysian Olympic cyclist Azizul Hasni Awang is from which state? Kedah or Terengganu?
Terengganu.
In cooking, what is the main ingredient of a ponggol dish? Is it rice or coconut?
Rice.
Correct. In Malaysian history, who discovered Malacca? Was it Sri Maharaja or Parameswara?
Parameswara.
What was the name of the bad lady in the Disney film 101 Dalmatians? Cruella de Vil or Pablo Diablo?
Cruella de Vil.
That's the one.
Yeah.
According to the proverb, the what is mightier than the sword? Words or the pen?
Words.
It's pen.
Pen.
Land below the wind is which state? Sarawak or Sabah?
Yeah, Sabah.
What color is the cross on the national flag of Tonga? Is it white or red?
Red.
Correct. Which animal is on the 20 ringgit bill? The turtle or the tiger?
Turtle.
Correct. Which cartoon character is the official mascot of the Walt Disney Company? Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck?
Mickey Mouse.
In the anime Doraemon, what does Doraemon live with? Sanyo or Nobita?
Nobita.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I like Doraemon.
In Greek mythology, final question. Who was the ruler of the Olympian gods? Was it Zeus or Hades?
Zeus.
Well done. Yeah. We are out of time. We'll be right back after these messages. Do not go anywhere. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chu.
This is...
And Matt Sabah.
Just for the break, we had Smarty Pants. He did pretty well there, right?
Pretty well.
A lot of dings.
Way better than Dr. Jason.
I'm not going to say anything about that. I don't want to get involved in the argument. When we get involved, Dr. Jason Leong never shuts up. If you want to get in touch very quickly for the giveaway, 016-201-9000, we are giving away tickets. Answer this question for us.
Now tell us, which Canadian comedian actor starred in the 1994 movie The Mask? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it deserved to win as well.
You've got 2 minutes to take part, then we're closing the phone line. So what we're going to do, Matt Sabah, is we're going to go through some of the questions.
Did you say Matt Sabah?
No. You're not listening properly. I said Sabah.
Yeah, Matt Sabah.
We're going to go through some of the questions that you got wrong, and then we'll tell people how well you did. Right.
Okay, so the first one. Limburger cheese is made from which, from the milk of which animal? Is cow?
Ooh.
How many players are on each side for a game of field hockey? Is 11. What type of food dish is a London particular? Is soup. According to the proverb, the what is mightier than the sword? It's pen.
Sword? That were is silent. So it's sword.
A sword.
Yeah, right. Just in future, you know. Drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ahmad Rusli, also known as Matsava, scored 19 points.
Well done.
Yeah. Come on.
You feel good about that?
Well, yeah.
Feel good?
I feel good. Really nice.
I was expecting another Dr. Jason Leong little comment. Because, beaten by 5 points.
I'm not saying anything. Okay. I didn't say anything. Right. Richard did.
That was me.
Dr.
Okay.
Jason, don't blame me.
Right. So what we'll do, we'll give you some facts, and after that, we'll give you the answer to the question, and if you've taken part in the giveaway, you may well win. First of all, thank you very much for coming in, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
Very nice to meet you. Good luck with everything.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll be seeing you on TV soon enough, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, so Adeline, do you want to go first or second with your fact?
So if there are two full moons in the same month, the second one is called a blue moon.
Blue moon.
Okay, sorry. Stop that, okay. Richard. Stop it.
Now, did you know that
Mexican
scientists, this is something you like, it's got two of your favorite things in it. Mexican scientists turned a shot of tequila into diamonds.
Oh, that's a lot of, it's not just two things that I like, there are like a few things.
Mexican scientists. Tequila and diamonds.
Yeah, four. Right. Come on.
They heated tequila to 800 degrees C and it turned into a diamond.
Let's do that.
Let's go out and buy an oven. Right.
I have it. We have it here.
We'll get to 800 degrees.
Well, we'll try to work something out. Science.
We'll just keep blowing on it. Oh, that sounds terribly wrong. Anyway, we asked you a question at the beginning of the show and all the way through the show. The question was,
which Canadian comedian actor starred in the 1994 movie The Mask? The answer is
Jim Carrey. If you answered correctly, you may well be hearing back from us. Thank you very much.
If not, then
try again tomorrow. Right then, Matsaba, thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Do it again.
There you go.
It's been a lot. I said Saba.
You need to go Saba.
All right.
Dude, Matsale. You wanted to call him Matsale.
No, I didn't want to call him Matsale. Leave me alone. Okay, right. Everybody, thank you very much for tuning in. We will be back, of course, tomorrow from Deepest Darkest Bandar Atama. It has been that time of night. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline June.
This has been
Matsaba. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.